This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I would have really come in this morning in a really, really foul mood. Because I was in a foul mood yesterday afternoon, as Marco knows, as MSG froze up and we couldn't watch the damn Ranger game. There's nothing better than a 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon game.
Well, if
and
you can
ready,
watch it.
And it's pouring rain outside, yeah. And you're ready to sit down, you're ready to watch the game, and you turn on the freaking channel and the whole thing's frozen. And I'm like, is it me? And then I go to DirecTV. Frozen. Everything's frozen. MSG's frozen. And so I started tweeting at MSG and Optimum. I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing? And then I started tweeting at the NHL Network saying, because the NHL Network was carrying it out of market.
Right.
And I'm like, can somebody switch it, flip a switch over there at the NHL Network and throw it on in the New York market so we all can watch it?
No.
And it wasn't until the middle, I think the early part of the third period, where sound finally came back. So second period, you got the game with no audio. And then third period, the audio finally came back. And the Rangers played one of their best games of the year. They beat the Winnipeg Jets in Winnipeg, and Winnipeg's got one of the better teams.
Nice.
And it was a song, but I was kind of glad I didn't have to listen to the propaganda, how great, the other team is and how crappy our team is, because we never talk about how crappy our team can be at times.
But the Knicks had their issues, too, with the broadcast.
That was just unbelievable.
Not nearly as
bad.
But
why wouldn't the NHL Network pick up the feed? Because they had the feed.
To annoy you.
Because I'm annoyed. I'm tweeting, and I'm getting people in Texas tweeting. I'm watching the game on the NHL Network. I'm like, shut up. I don't really care what you're doing. All I care about is what I'm doing. Oh, it pissed me off yesterday. And then they win.
Tough Sunday for Boomer.
They've actually won two in a row, which is good.
They're all
scared crap now about getting traded. And, and quite frankly, I think they're going to still hold to it. But nonetheless, Henrik again, just amazing yesterday. So who knows?
Okay, great.
I think we did the hockey part.
I think we did. The Devils lost.
Are you guys,
Islanders
are you
lost.
Guys into the Olympics at all?
No.
Mark, could you not be into the Olympics? Your kids are not into the Olympics?
No.
Oh, I'm so in there. I love this biathlon thing.
Really?
Oh, love the biathlon. Man.
Which one? Is that the one where they shoot?
Yeah, that's it's
that's not me like two different types of people.
What do you mean?
Never mind.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
You said what you mean.
Power chair and your hip hurts. You're going to be a pain in the ass.
I am not. That's not true. What is this?
And plus, we had our first ever triple axel in figure skating last night.
Is this like witty production, or are you just playing the music?
It's the Olympic fanfare, Jerry.
I know that. I didn't know you did production.
You see the country leading with medals, right, don't you?
No, I don't. I'm not paying attention to it.
Take a guess.
Norway.
There you go.
That one I saw.
Listen, if it can't be America, then let's root for Norway.
And I had to look this up. Mirai Nagasu?
Yes. She was awesome.
All right. I'm going to take your word for it. I got to be honest, the Olympics does nothing for me.
I can't believe you guys don't like the Olympics,
except for the curling. The curling's fun.
That's fun?
Bocce on ice? That I'll watch.
That is brutal.
Yeah, you got guys that are, non-athletic, like myself.
Yeah.
On the ice.
I got up this morning. I was watching the Swiss women versus the Japanese women in hockey. It was awesome. It was an awesome game.
Wow. You really have stooped to a new level.
You are not into the Olympics.
Women, what were those countries?
Japan and Switzerland.
That's what you were watching?
Yes. And I was surprised that the Japanese, they lost 3-1, but they're...
Losers!
Now, why would you be surprised?
You know what?
Who is the top player on the Swiss team?
I have no idea. All I know
is
that...
So why are you surprised?
Well, because the Swiss team has been around a lot longer than the Japanese team. And the Japanese team is actually being, I think, coached by an American gal. And
the Japanese team was great. Could you write down 6:30 Monday morning, Al?
I don't care what you guys idiots are saying. It's still competition, and we see it once every 4 years.
Yeah. No, it's great.
You don't like the luge. You're not a luge guy.
It's fine. If you like it, awesome.
And I know freestyle, slope style, what do you like?
I don't know any of that. And the athletes that work their life off,
yes!
Awesome, phenomenal. But I'm not interested in it. I don't know what you want. Do you watch women's golf? I'm not mean.
Yes, I do watch women's golf.
Oh, you do? What was the last women's golf event you watched?
Well, I see Paige Spurnak. She's in the...
No, don't change the subject. She's gorgeous, and she does all these photo shoots.
I thought I watched the women's U.S. Open last year.
Well, that's like a year ago. They've had how many events since then?
Believe me, I watch about as much men's golf as I do women's golf sometimes.
Liar, pants on fire.
No, well, I did watch a little bit of the Pebble Beach yesterday.
Of course you did.
You know, maybe this is the year of the upset. You know, with the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, right?
Okay.
And then you had this guy yesterday who was ranked 246th on the PGA Tour, beat Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson was second too, right?
You have second, and who cares? Uh-huh. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, Ted Potter Jr., baby.
Well, you know about second. I mean, you should feel for
second.
Them.
Ugh.
Why? What?
Wow.
Yeah, second on the PGA Tour still wins you a couple $1 million.
Am I okay over
yes,
here?
Yes, and I'm sure you got a lot of endorsements for almost going to Disney World.
You got an update, Marco?
Yeah, I think so.
How many gold medals do we have?
Four?
Okay, good. Four?
It's kind of more of a question mark there. I think it's four.
By the way, who are you anyway? Where did you come from?
Yeah, that's a fair question.
Where did you come from?
I don't know. They kind of every once in a while take me out of the dark and... You know, when something happens, they throw me in.
Where's
CeeLo? I'm the utility guy.
Where's CeeLo? And by the way,
apparently, really not anywhere available.
I don't know where CeeLo is.
At 6:30 in the morning on a Monday morning, where's CeeLo?
He's got another job.
He had a nice weekend with his beautiful bride.
Mm-hmm.
They went somewhere. So,
by the way, I went to a wedding over the weekend.
Good for CeeLo.
His wife.
Yeah, my niece got married. Candace, beautiful.
Oh, that's great.
Congrats.
So my sister Robin, who passed away a few years back, I wish she was there to see this because it would really have been amazing. But unfortunately, she passed away. She wasn't there. But, you know, this wedding was in Cancun, so it was one of those destination weddings. That Cancun airport is a mess.
Really?
It is a freak show, man.
Is that because this is their high time now, winter?
I guess so. I don't know, man. It was, there were people, I mean, everywhere. It was like, seemed to be very confusing.
That's like two normal airports in a month for Boomer.
I mean, it was like March of the, like, you know what? It's
going to be a bad year.
I mean, I have never seen so many strollers in a security line.
I can imagine.
It was incredible.
Nothing worse than getting behind security with a family in front of you. And then you got to take the baskets and the shoes off and the kids with the jackets. I mean,
or me.
Or Eddie. Right. It's unbelievable.
With the pump in his hip.
You know you're in the wrong line when there's one person in front of you and she grabs five of those bins.
Yes.
I'm like, what is she putting in five bins?
A lot of stuff.
Right. They took my hair care stuff away from me when I was leaving, and I was like,
hair
why?
Care?
Can you travel with that? I could bring it into the country, but I can't take it out of the country? What are you talking about?
I'm sure they have hair dye wherever you're going.
Oh. Wow.
All right, Marco, what do you
and
got?
And brought to you by Ram Chuck Mark,
just a security jackass.
Jackass
really,
face.
The jackassery, 100%.
In Amityville, Long Island. All right, game two without Kristaps Porzingis. Knicks unveiled their newest piece.
Still.
It was more of the same.
Moutier denied by Turner. And the plea from Jeff Hornacek is it might have been coming down.
Remember, Turner averages two blocks a game?
Yeah.
I'm in the mood for some Moutier. I'm in the mood for some Moutier. I'm in the mood.
Holy crap.
I'm in the mood for some Moutier. I'm in the mood for some Moutier. I'm in the mood.
Oh, God.
I don't know how to follow that. Ed Cohen, Walt Clyde Frazier had the call. The Pacers erased the Knicks 121-113. That's six straight losses for the Knicks. Victor Oladipo had 30.
When did this guy turn into LeBron James? Jesus.
Apparently, he got to Indiana.
He was amazing yesterday.
You just did that 360 dunk,
yes,
too?
Yes, I did.
Hey, guys, they're playing against the worst defensive team in basketball.
I get it, but
that's
no
fair. Go out there
he was stealing the ball all over the place. He had breakaway dunk. He was fun to watch. Hitting threes from everywhere.
Who were they playing?
They were playing the defenseless Knicks.
All right. So
who did have Emmanuel Moutier, his debut, 14 and 10 assists. He was kind of solid. Here's Jeff Hornacek.
think he sees where rotations are coming from, and we start knocking those shots down, those assists will even climb more.
Did you see who the Knicks are thinking of hiring to mentor the point guards? Pablo Prigioni.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
think it's actually pretty good that they're young. You got a trio of young point guards. Yeah, why not? He was here for a few years. He's working with the Nets, I think, right now. Why not?
All right. Hopefully he knows more than he showed. I mean, he wasn't necessarily the greatest.
He was good.
Veteran guard.
Some guys are better coaches than they are
players.
That's
true.
All right. Hornacek on Moutier actually playing with Frank Ntilikina. Those two were in the backcourt a lot during this one.
You know, I thought those guys gave us a lot of energy. They both were coming off pick and rolls and making some plays happen. Frank knocked down a couple threes on kickouts, so, he can play off the ball also.
It's amazing. He never talks about defense. We suck on defense.
They do. They really do.
I mean, they are so horrendous on defense. And honestly, while I do love the offensive nature of the way Hornacek wants to play, the fact that he gets no defense from his team tells you all you need to know about whether or not the coach is effective. And I know they have a defensive coordinator or whatever the hell that Kurt Rambis is doing here.
He's stealing money.
Defense is disgusting.
They had two turnovers. One was Cantor, and the other one was, I think, Hardaway, right around midcourt. And both times, they didn't even run after the guy.
Yeah.
They just put their arms up and just watched them.
Effort, man.
Terrible.
They could say all the things they want to say after the game and talk about this and how great Moutier was on offense. Mm-hmm. And they never talk about defense, ever. And the only time they do is when they're asked why they don't play it.
Here was Moutier. He talked about his mindset for this one.
I think I was just anxious to get out there. Not more so nerves. I knew when I got out there, it was just basketball.
He also wanted to have that team-first attitude that everybody obviously says in the beginning.
It feels good to play, but I think winning is probably the most important thing. Lance said it best, man. It doesn't matter what you get, what you have. As long as the team wins, everybody looks good.
Yeah, he's right. And he didn't even have a practice with them. He just went out and played.
No. They said that he was...
Well, what are they
kind of talked about that whole Devin Harris thing where the physical was held up, and right. They were saying maybe they were keeping away from the press, but... He talked before the game and talked after the game. He seemed fine after not talking in Denver for the last, year?
You mean the Knicks actually do practice?
I think when? They do a little bit. they do.
What do they do in practice?
I don't know. They showed during the game yesterday, they showed Hornacek working with Tim Hardaway Jr. on his three-point shooting. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah. He did kind of mention, though, that they worked on some sets afterwards and getting comfortable needs to learn the terminology.
They gave me a sheet of paper today to just kind of go over the name, so I was pretty familiar with it.
Names.
That's Ennis.
I think he meant of the plays.
I know.
But, yeah, that would be helpful if you're going to yell it out. You can't just, got to figure out what it is. He also admitted that it was time for a change to get out of Denver.
I felt like I did, so that's why I'm so happy to be here and kind of forget about what happened in Denver and just try to move on in a happy manner.
All right, and they'll play tonight again, play the Sixers, look to snap that six-game slide. Meanwhile, new-look Cavs, four players in, six went out. It didn't look like it'd take them all that much time to get together, though.
Now Korver picks off the loose ball, up ahead to Clarkson. Clarkson fires a jumper. He knocks it down from the left side as the Cavaliers have taken a 104-75 lead.
That's John Michael, Cavs Radio. They buried the Celtics 121-99. This one was... a runaway right from the start.
That's unbelievable. When you think about all the trades that would happen over the weekend and how Cleveland just totally rebuilt its entire team.
And that place was loud yesterday, too. It seemed like a playoff atmosphere. Yeah. And you're right, Boomer, because they gelled immediately. And it looked like it worked.
And it looked like Kyrie had that step back jumper on LeBron. I mean, the place went nuts, and it was like it was over after that. And shows you LeBron, who had another big game, 24, 8 boards, 10 assists, seemed happy with the new faces.
It's like being around guys who want to play and work hard. I know I demand a lot of excellence from my teammates, but I demand it out of myself, too.
LeBron has to come out all the time.
Well, what he has is he has younger, more athletic players. So they're going to run up and down the court a lot faster. And, Derrick Rose, man, that guy, he's done.
Yes, I would agree. Yeah. Especially when you see these younger guys.
Come on. They get rid of all those guys, refresh the whole thing, bring new athletic guys in that are probably just ecstatic to play with LeBron.
And Ty Lue admitted he did see a different attitude.
I thought the spirit was different, so I didn't know what the outcome would be. But I know we would compete and play hard, move the basketball, move bodies, and those guys are flying around.
Hey, they spent.
It was good to see.
They spent a lot of money to try to keep LeBron there. I'll tell you that. Yeah. And, you know, the other thing about all of this other stuff is that, you know, you're starting now to see reports about how it would be great for LeBron James to come to New York. Sent you that one, too. That
yeah, I know you did.
And why? You didn't respond to that
I got
either.
That one, too. Because, I didn't get the other one.
Because.
You idiots did not, you know, respond to that.
Because it's been reported before. It's, you know, it's, not sport, a, it's nothing
we're
new.
We're a sports talk program. We're supposed to talk sports between ourselves and, you know. Hey,
first of all,
nice
time
to send
out.
You like a little number article one. Here, a little article there, and yeah. It's like you guys don't even respond. You know what? So I'm not even.
No,
sending
that's
anymore.
Not.
Forget it. I'm not.
Promise.
Yes, that's nice.
I promise.
First of all, when you
Eddie's
sent
on
that,
fire today, by the way.
I was in Nebraska, number one, and
Nebraska?
I think it was I was
Lincoln.
In Nebraska over the weekend. Yes,
Lincoln.
Lovely Lincoln.
Yeah.
So if I don't respond immediately, I usually forget and don't go back to it. That having been said, yeah, LeBron to New York. It's been written about before. It'll be written about again.
Yeah, you guys all shot me down when I was doing all this stuff. You guys are
and I'll still
me.
Shoot you down.
I don't know why. You had the power chair. You knew you were getting the power chair. Why wouldn't you
power
respond
chair.
To my text message?
I was in the middle of a basketball game across the country somewhere.
Nobody was watching.
And I don't care who was watching. I have a response. That's your boy Kevin Kugler doing the game. Nobody's watching. Tell him that. He was doing the game on TV. I was on radio. And I don't care who's listening or watching. You got to do the game.
Yeah, that's right. You got to be a pro.
Correct.
Always
and so,
taught you to be a pro.
If I don't respond immediately, it's kind of gone and I forget.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't forget. You should always remember that
well,
you
that's
do
not
have another
happen.
Job and you work with other people.
Well, Al, did you respond?
I did not.
Why?
I wasn't sure what to say. I was hoping somebody else would say something, then I would piggyback off of that comment.
Plus, he was working on his Moutier song.
That's right.
Move, 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 move for Moutier. Jesus.
All right, Margo.
After this game, believe it or not, I don't know if you guys obviously saw the Paul Pierce retirement, the number.
I actually did not watch it.
Why are we doing this after the game and not before or during halftime? Just curiosity.
Is there any keep people there to buy more beers? I don't know.
I don't know. It seemed like the mood was kind of gone, and they tried to get it back. I mean,
like when
get
the Mets,
blown out.
Right, when the Mets season ended and they were closing Shea, yeah.
Yeah, it just kind of left it a little bit flat, but obviously the fans stayed. Doc Rivers came. They were there. Rondo, Garnett, no Ray Allen, no surprise there. Doc tried to be as funny as he could be, kind of needling Pierce as much as he could.
And after the game, I yelled at all our team. I got on them. I was like, how is this slow, non-athletic, out of shape guy killing you out there?
That was obviously when he was with Orlando,
right,
before he got to Boston, and then, you know, the love fest began.
And then when I got to Boston, I realized you were not slow. You were extremely athletic, but what you still beat people by, you beat them with your mind.
Was he really athletic?
Yeah, I think he had to be athletic.
More than you
right?
think, probably.
Yeah. Player, you have to be athletic. Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, the one thing, I think it was Robert, did Robert Parrish say that this is the greatest offensive player in Celtics history?
I didn't. If he did, I didn't see
one
that.
Of, one of them
he
said
did.
That. One of them said
no,
that,
he
right?
definitely
oh, he did.
Okay. I have it here somewhere. It's hard for me. Let's see. Robert Parrish.
Well, I just feel like Paul was more creative. He was a better scorer than, say, Larry or John Havlicek. I think Havlicek and Larry and Paul were probably the best offensive playoff that the Celtics ever had. And I think Paul tops that list, in my opinion.
Wow. That's pretty,
high praise.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That is high praise. And from a guy who actually wore the uniform and played with the great Larry Bird.
Right. Yeah, that was kind of surprising. I saw some NFL stuff. Obviously, the Colts have a new coach again. This time it's supposed to stick. Frank Reich gets reportedly
he
a 5-year deal.
He signed his contract.
They have been all the tweets out. I like the one. Did you see them? They had to hold up the newspaper with today's date with Jim Irsay. I thought that one was actually kind of cool. So obviously Josh McDaniels, that whole situation's done. Giants still looking for an offensive coordinator. They thought they were going after quarterbacks coach from Minnesota, Kevin Stefanski. Vikings shot that down, not allowed to talk to him. So Pat Shermer's going to have to look at it
elsewhere. If it was for a higher level job, they had to let them go.
No,
interview.
They don't have to.
Oh,
they did change that. You know, I hate the fact that Mike Zimmer and the Vikings did that. I really do. You should never. I don't think you should ever stand in the way of somebody getting an opportunity to become, a step up in the NFL. I mean, that just sucks, and that's why a lot of assistant coaches now only sign 1-year deals.
Right.
Because they don't want to be held to. And I understand you sign a contract because you're looking for some sort of, long-term commitment from a team. And I get all that stuff. But really, if a guy has an opportunity to get a bump in pay and go up, to a different level in terms of his title, I think you should allow him to do it.
What I also thought was worse out of that, too, was it's not like a situation where, let's say Shurmur was staying and he was going to be the hot candidate, and you're like, well, I don't want him to go because I want him to be my offensive coordinator for next year. They're saying that with DeFilippo, but they passed over Stefanski to bring in DeFilippo.
Which also makes it for a very weird kind of office dynamic, yes.
I don't know, that whole situation. So the Giants are still going to have to find an offensive coordinator. There was talk about Deuce Staley, but keep in mind, he's the running backs coach in Philly. He might be the candidate as the offensive coordinator now with Frank Reich getting a new
Probably
job.
Going to stay in Philly.
Right, so the Giants could also be looking at, there's some reports about former Seahawks offensive coordinator Darrell Bevell possibly being on that list. You talked about Reuben Foster being arrested, 49ers linebacker. It's charges related to domestic violence, threats, and possession of an assault weapon.
That I don't get. I mean, what are these guys doing?
Well, I'll tell you, when he came out, there were a lot of question marks around his character because he had some issues down in school and all that other stuff. And now the stuff comes to... Now, look, it's one out of 1,500 guys. Okay, so now we're all going to focus in on this one guy because it's a negative story and it's a bad story. But at the end of the day, you know, this is why you got to be very careful about who you draft, who you're giving money to, and how, you know, and what you're dealing with. You know that there are red flags, and if you're going to draft those guys that have those red flags, then something like this may happen. You got to be ready for it, and you can't be surprised by it.
All right, Marco, great job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.